The Denver Broncos salute all of our cancer survivors at today's game and throughout our community.
We applaud your strength,
courage, determination,
and your fight.
And your fight.
And your fight.
You are champions in our community.
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 During the month of October, the NFL and 32 teams across the league will recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Today, we kick off our celebration of survivorship with Luke Wade and Mia Z from The Voice, your Denver Broncos cheerleaders, our junior all-stars, and the stars of today's show, over 100 amazing women who are surviving their battle with breast cancer. Single is available on iTunes and all proceeds benefit Susan G. Komen. At this time, we would like to recognize some of our survivors and share their stories with you. Please welcome Beth Tosti. In 2008, Beth had genetic testing based on a strong family history of breast cancer and was found to be BRCA1 positive. In June 2013, Beth's doctors found a spot through ultrasound. 3 months later, she had a double mastectomy and started chemotherapy to ensure she was cancer-free. She says the amazing kindness of others and the love of her two children kept her going. She recommends others be cognizant of their family history and find a good doctor to help them if they need genetic testing. Terry Vasquez was diagnosed with stage 1A breast cancer after a routine mammogram in the spring of 2013, although a lump was never felt. The cancer was an aggressive form, so treatment included a lumpectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation. After treatment, Terry made it her goal to train for and complete a half marathon. She signed up for the Disneyland half marathon and crossed the finish line hand in hand with her husband and two dear friends. She says her daughter and husband were a daily reminder to get through all of this because she did not want to give up on them. Tracy D'Alano was diagnosed with stage 3 HER2 positive breast cancer after a long, painful process. She underwent 6 months of chemo first, then a double mastectomy, followed by 6 weeks of daily radiation and infusions every 3 weeks for a year. Tracy has finished treatment and is now adjusting to her new normal, living life to the fullest. She loves camping, fishing, and spending time with her family and friends. The Denver Broncos salute you, Beth, Terry, and Tracy. Fans, please join the Denver Broncos in a mile-high salute for these incredible women and celebrate with us their courage, their fight, and their determination. Truly, champions in our community.